My name is Laura Carbone, and I'm from Germany, and it's my first time here in the U.S.
You say your name so much better than I ever could.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people have asked me how to pronounce the name, and actually I think the way the Americans pronounce it is really nice.
Well, be Laura Carbone.
Yes. This sounds almost like a mafia style.
Well,
like,
that's okay. So let's before we get to the real stuff, is Carbone, is that a German name? There's got to be a mix in your family.
Yeah, my dad comes from Sicily, and he came to Germany when he was 15. And yeah, I like Sicily very much, and that's where the name comes from.
And there isn't that much about you out there. And a lot of it's in German, so you have to use Google Translate. Pronounce the band that you were in, which is...
Deine Jugend.
I could never do that.
No,
that's hard. But tell me a little bit about that, and then we'll go back to Mannheim and all of that.
Yeah, we started a band 7 years ago, and it was a German electronic punk underground thing. And we traveled a lot and had released 2 albums, and we had a great time. We played underground shows, kind of illegal stuff. We played in a lot of cellars.
Right.
Under the bridge.
A lot of dives is what we call them.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a great thing. We traveled a lot and, yeah.
And you put 2 records out, but obviously that either wasn't your passion or... How did you decide that wasn't the thing to continue with?
Well, it was a great time we had back then, but I mean, we did this for a couple of years, and then I was like, I would like to do something new. And my bandmate, Bonesses, helped me then doing this new stuff. But I kind of needed a blank space with new colors and to express myself in a different way.
Mannheim, for those of us who know Berlin and Stuttgart and all of the big places. Where is Mannheim? Tell me about it.
Mannheim is in the southeast of Germany, and it's a quiet little place. It's kind of industrial, and I like it a lot. And yeah, I mean, Germany is small, so you are in 5 hours in Berlin, you only need 2 hours to go to Munich. So I like to be in a place where I'm almost on my own, where I can be close the doors and have a chilled life, and then have the opportunity to go out to Berlin and do stuff there.
So how far is Mannheim physically, say, from Berlin?
I think 600 kilometers.
That's not that far.
No. As I said, you're
a train ride.
Yeah, a train ride of 4 hours. That's fast.
First time playing in the U.S. So we could work backwards here, but This former band you were in, you said you played a lot of dive bars, so it never really got that big, would you say, or did it get fairly big?
Yeah, we were kind of an underground thing. We played Germany, Switzerland, Italy, but when you sing in German, it's hard to go outside of the German language country.
Ah, okay, so that's the key. You were singing in German.
Yeah, I mean, that was the point while I was thinking about, I love to travel. Maybe the English language would be a good way to see other countries, like the U.S. now.
So, first time playing in the U.S., and you did this last night. Were you nervous? Were you excited? Did anybody tell you what you were in for?
Yeah, actually, when you're in Germany, you always think, oh my god, the American bands are the best. They are so tight and they know how to play, and you're kind of nervous when you come here. And I was happy that I had a few days here in Austin to check out other bands and to see how this works. So it was good to get into the mood and to know, okay, I don't need to be too nervous to go on stage.
Not only did you fly here, but you flew your band here. That's expensive. So how does that work?
That is expensive. And in Germany, we have very, very cool structures when it comes to funding. So I got 2 fundings, one from Initiative Musik. They're a national thing, and they give fundings to bands. And I got one from the city of Mannheim. So this covered almost everything of my trip.
Tell me about your writing partner, and tell me about, so he was in your former band, but your former band was a very different thing than what you're doing now.
He's a genius, I'd say. He knows how to write stuff. I mean, he has such a long history of writing for bands and being in bands. He was in a death metal band and wrote a very, very popular pop song for a band in Europe. So he knows how to do stuff, and I really appreciate how he works with me. He wants to know what I want and tries to figure it out and making my songs better than they are when I enter the studio with my guitar and show him, like, oh, this is kind of a riff. I could imagine it going that way. And he's like, oh, I do have a better idea. Let's do it like this or that. So he's very supportive, and I'm so lucky to have him, because it's so great to have a friend on your side who's helping you and who can to trust. I can trust him. And show him lyrics and music, and he would never laugh. He would just say, this is kind of a Miley Cyrus style, maybe we can put it like that. So it's good to have this trust.
I didn't want business opinions or someone who thinks my songs could be a commercial hit. So that's a really interesting distinction, because you want this obviously to be your career, right? But were you saying, and I'm not putting words in your mouth, but I'm just curious, were you saying that you want the songs really to be yours, and that you're not just writing them because they're going to become huge?
Yeah, that was the point. I mean, those German business people knew Deine Jugend, and they were kind of excited what's going to happen with my solo project. And I showed them the first bits of music a few years ago, and they were like, oh, this is not commercial enough, this won't work, nobody will ever listen to a German singing in English, you won't make it inside of Germany and you will make it outside of Germany.
So one of the things that you've said, a quote somewhere that I read this morning, you said, beam me to 1965. So if I beamed you to 1965 and we just went to 1965 right now, yeah, and it's just two of us and we're going, what would we do and who would we see and what would we hear and why would it be spectacular?
We would hang with The Who in Brighton. Yeah, I would just like to walk through Brighton with open eyes, seeing how the people are, seeing how mod culture was, how the rockers and the mods. And there's this really nice movie called Quadrophenia, right. Yes. Yeah, I imagine to be this whole 1965, like Quadrophenia, and I would just want to soak up the vibe.
Just for fun, let's talk. I can't say this word on American radio. But you have a fashion blog, and fashion is another one of your things. So where did you get your sense of fashion? And obviously that's going to play into your career equally and the way you look and the way that you do things. And yet I don't think you're going to be one of those people that's just going to go in Vogue and just have a very kind of lightweight interview. You're still going to have stuff to say, right?
Yeah, but I think actually those magazines, those fashion magazines and fashion blogs nowadays do also promote artists that have stuff to say, especially in Germany. But I get my inspirations from the 60s and 70s, looking at the pictures, seeing movies, old movies, and just picking out the pieces that I like.
Have you thought about how big you want to be and making this your... I mean, have you been able to give up your day job and this is your living?
I financed the album half with crowdfunding and the other half were my savings. So I put a lot of money into it, and actually it's a big investment, and I paid all by myself. So it would be nice to get back the money or to be able to produce a second album. And because I have no idea if there'll be a label that pays for it in the future. So I have to have savings to be able to invest in a new album or to invest into a trip to come back to the US. But because I have no idea if I get the funding again.
Let's talk about labels. Have you been approached by, and even here, I would imagine, have people come up to you already and said, you know, we want to sign you?
Yeah, I played at Reeperbahn Festival in Germany last year, and there was a Canadian record label called Aporia, and they really liked the set, so they licensed the album for North America. That's why it came out last week.
Okay.
So it's cool here for the US, but let's see what happens. Let's see what happens with the next album, with other countries and so on.
What's the next thing?
Yeah, I'm gonna go back to Germany and play a few festivals this summer, But I will focusing on writing the next album.
So you're not concerned about coming back here and doing a tour yet?
Come back as soon as possible. Yes, that's ever since I breathed New York air, I knew I had to come. I know I have to come back. So I'd be happy to come back in September, October, whenever there are places for me to play.
I've invented a thing called a musical sandwich. Okay. And what it is two of your songs as the bread on the outside, and then songs by others in between.